Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to note that Venezuela did also support, and you did not record that. I don't know if they need to clarify or restate, but I will read out paragraph 5 and 6 of the need to open the documents. Oh, sorry, I need to stick my USB port in there. But it comes from the paragraphs from the Durban Review Conference. And there are other corresponding paragraphs, as you read, that support to address colonialism. And here is what paragraphs 5 and 6 say of the Durban Review Conference. 5 says, emphasizes the need to address with greater resolve and political will all forms and manifestations of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance in all spheres of life and in all parts of the world, including all those under foreign occupation. Paragraph 6 states, reaffirms that all peoples and individuals constitute one human family, rich in diversity, and that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, and strongly rejects any doctrine of racial superiority, along with theories which attempt to determine the existence of so-called distinct human races. So that's the full text of paragraphs 5 and 6. If you need, I can bring up some other paragraphs that call on from the DDPA that calls on to address apartheid and colonialism. But I think you've read these in the course of our discussion. And of course, we had the special rapporteur state that there are cases still that exist of apartheid that need to be addressed. Thank you.